Hello, hello, hello. Well, I did it. I have officially hit my 30 days of sobriety. Gosh, it feels so weird saying that out loud. I feel like somebody who just like, I don't know, like it's like a bigger deal than what it is. Because I know people who truly are in active addiction with something. 30 days of sobriety is huge. And honestly, I think it's huge for me. Even though I'm not actively in an addiction, it is huge for me. Because I proved to myself that I have the power. I am the one that has the power. And I'm not going to get into that yet. I want to first bask in the glory of I hit, so 30 days sober. No weed, no alcohol, none of it. I did it. And I know I said caffeine too, but I had a very small amount of caffeine within this time. I didn't have like my, you know, energy drink like I would have, but I definitely had caffeine. And that was strictly because I was just bored as hell with drinking water. And I didn't have any pop. That was something that I gave up, I guess, which I don't really drink a lot of pop anyways, but I still gave it up. And so I'm proud of myself. But I hit my 30-day sobriety. And there are a few things that I learned. For one, first things first, I realized that what I thought was a dependency on weed specifically wasn't really a dependency at all. Because once I decided that I was doing it, I did it cold turkey. It's fine. I've been fine. Honestly, I don't feel a ton different. I don't feel what I thought maybe I would feel. And I think that's a good thing because I felt like I just needed it so much. You know, as I said, I was using it so much of a clutch. But what I realized is that it's not really a clutch. Because I did it just fine. And I had quite a few rocky times within these last 30 days where I definitely wanted to smoke. But then I realized, like, it's mind over matter and I don't need to smoke. And I didn't. And, you know, the alcohol thing, too. Alcohol's a lot more of a simpler substance for me to give up. But it's definitely hard. I mean, don't get me wrong, alcohol is such a big thing in our culture because it is hard to just stop doing. And so it was hard. You know, we had this like small little like tasting at my work where we were doing this new drink menu. And, you know, I like sampled just like small little sips, like literally out of a straw. So I wouldn't really consider that drinking alcohol. But, you know, I guess if some may, then maybe that is. But even still, alcohol. More and more, I'm proving to myself that I don't need it, you know, and that's what I guess I'll talk about first is my relationship with alcohol. My relationship with alcohol has always been a little rocky. I've said it once and I'll say it forever. The worst things that's ever happened to me a lot of the times other than being in childhood is when I was drinking. You know, that's not an easy, but it's still not an easy thing to just give up. And the more that I've done it, as I said, I've did 75 hard where I went 75 days without drinking. And now I just did 30 days. The more that I realize like, okay, I don't really need it. Do I like it? Sometimes. But the older I get, the more I realize like, I don't really know if I like it or not. I don't know if it's just something I'm telling myself that I like. But either way, I didn't drink. I haven't drank. I didn't drink. I feel good. I feel like I look good. My skin's always looking clear. I'm getting ready to go on vacation, you know, in 2 days, and I can't say that I won't drink then, but it's going to be a family vacation, you know, the kids are going to be there, all that, so it's not my intention, but I might, because why not, because I've proven to myself, I think that the biggest thing for me going 30 days sober, guys, was that, like, I always want to feel like I am the one that's in control of my life. I always want to feel like I am the one that can stop doing things when I don't want to do them. And I'm grateful. Like, I am really grateful that I am somebody who thankfully doesn't have an addictive personality. But I felt like alcohol, even though it's something, as I said, I do it just so occasionally, it still is something that I feel like was really hard. It's really hard to give up. You know, it's very hard, especially just, it's everywhere. It's literally freaking everywhere. Alcohol is everywhere. All the time, everywhere, all the time. And, you know, maybe I referenced this in my last video. I can't really remember. But if I did, I was like watching this video of this girl who was sober, and she said she was 32. And she's like, I've been trying to get sober since I was 20. Like every year I tell myself I'm going to go sober, I'm going to go no alcohol. And then I end up doing it. And it wasn't like something that she like just rocked her world every time she continued to drink, but it was just something that she slowly transitioned out of. And I feel like that's kind of my relationship with alcohol, is that it's something that I'm just slowly transitioning out of my life. I want to believe that there's going to be definitely a time in my near future where it is going to be something I don't do at all any longer. But for now, it's just something that when I feel like the time is right and I'm actually feeling like it, then I'll do it. But I want to do it within reason. You know, I've said this before that like binging drinking has definitely been a problem in my life. That's why bad things have happened to me. That's why everything that's ever done anything has happened, you know, is alcohol. But even still, I'm really, really happy that I went the 30 days and I went and I found other ways to take up my time. I found other ways to cope with being alone or doing anything that I felt like normally I'd want to have a drink. And, you know, I feel like the more that I realize it, the more it's like part, I would even say half of drinking for me is literally just when I'm out, I just like to have a fun drink. Like, I just like to have something good to sip on. And thankfully, I live in an area where it's like, there's a lot of places that do like mocktails, and there's a lot of places who do things like, you know, where you don't even have to be drinking. And I feel like that's kind of cool to me. And I think I went out one time when I had a mocktail, and it really was like, it filled my cup the same way that having alcohol would have filled my cup. Yeah, granted, I didn't have the alcohol buzz, but honestly, sometimes I don't even like that alcohol buzz. Sometimes the minute I start drinking, I start feeling anxious. And that's not a good feeling. Nobody likes feeling anxious. Nobody. But also, weed. Weed was my biggest cross to bear. I've already stated that once. That was what I felt like was going to be really hard for me. Felt like giving up weed when it was just so much of my life. You know, it doesn't like a consuming amount of my life, but it was definitely in my day-to-day life. Smoking weed was in my day-to-day life. And so when I was thinking about the 30 days of, okay, I'm going to give this up, that was making me anxious. I was like, shit, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle it? Am I going to be this bitchy person? Am I going to be a freaking mess? Am I going to be anxious? Am I going to be any of this? And I really don't feel any different. I really don't. And that's what makes me like, it brings me a lot of comfort, because I'm like, okay, you didn't really have as lack of control over as you thought you did. I think you just, because it was so readily available to you, you were doing it and you were doing it and you were doing it, but really you didn't need to be doing it, girl. You never needed to be doing it. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be done doing it. You know, I definitely feel like now that I know that I have the power, and the marijuana doesn't have the power and the alcohol doesn't power, I feel like that gives me more of like a refresh with it all. It's like I'm going to just, if I feel like it, introduce it back into my life, and only on times where I feel like it's when I want to do it. You know, before weed was like just a simple habit of like, I knew when I smoked, I knew when I did it, I knew, you know, and it was like, I just got into that habit of just doing it over and over. And it was like, you know, I was tired of that. And so I'm proud of myself for breaking that. I'm proud of myself for breaking that cycle. I'm proud of myself for proving to myself that my life is always in my hands, not the substances that I use, not anything that I choose to do, that none of that has more power than what me and my own willpower has. And I'm proud of that situation. I really freaking am. Now, as far as how I feel, because I feel like that's what people kind of really want to know. It's like, oh my God, how do you feel? And blah, blah. And I want to say one thing that, like, another thing that I've always heard with people with ADHD is that substances are a lot different for them. Like, they are typically people who do not have addictive personalities. They are typically people who don't have a lot of responses to things. And, you know, as I said, that's why it's like, I've never really done a lot of hard drugs. I've never really done any of that stuff, because I've never really felt anything. And so I will say, for me personally, I don't feel a ton different. I think the biggest thing for me is that I haven't binge ate. I maybe have like maybe once or twice, but I definitely realize that weed is a trigger for my binge eating for sure. And that is something that I'm grateful for. That is something that I am I was able to see and reflect on of like, okay, you don't feel the need to overeat as much. You don't feel the need to not, like, now I just stop when I'm hungry or stop when I'm full. And so that's something that's really good. And honestly, I think that's the biggest impact. Regardless of how I feel, I don't know. I think because I naturally have this energy to me, I naturally just wake up and I'm kind of like wired and ready to take on the day. Usually, I think that's why maybe I don't feel as differently as somebody who maybe abuses weed and they kind of need a lot of other things. Like there's somebody who needs, you know, a coffee and they also need this, that, and the other. And that, you know, it's somebody who kind of like needs other things to get their day going. I've always just kind of needed my natural energy that I have. And so I used to think that maybe weed was holding me back from doing things. But what I also realized is that it's not at all. Because I definitely had a lot of times in these last 30 days where I fucked around and didn't do anything versus before I used to blame that on the fact that maybe I was high. But I don't think that's the case. I think some days I'm just lazy and I just don't want to do anything. Or some days I'm just not feeling in my normal mood, and that's fine, you know? And yeah, I think that maybe the foggy headedness of it all, I also feel like, of course I feel that. Somebody who's been smoking for a long time, yeah, you always feel that foggy headedness. But it's also like, you know, I don't know, maybe it wasn't as prevalent as I thought it was. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I just felt like I needed weed so much more and that weed was like fucking with my mind so much more. But really, it's not. And I really don't feel that much different, honestly, guys. I wish that I did. I wish there could have been like this update of me being like, oh, my life is so different. I see things so much more clearly. Blah, blah, blah. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't. That's not to say that if you're somebody who wants to give up substances of any sort that you shouldn't do it, because you should. Because if you think that in any ways it negatively affects you and you've never even given yourself a fair shot, then you absolutely should. You absolutely should do that. You absolutely should do it. Because I will say that if there's one thing that I've learned, if there's one thing that I will take from this, is that I'm glad that I did it, because I needed to do it, because I needed to prove to myself that, like I said, it was me that was in control. I needed to prove to myself that I wasn't missing out on anything. And now I know. Now I know that I don't want to do it as much as I was doing it. It doesn't need to be this thing that has such a negative belief tied to it. And also that it can trigger my binge eating. And so if I catch myself starting to smoke again and I'm realizing the binge eating is happening and, you know, I am starting to feel foggy headed, then I might just cut it out. I don't know. I don't really know. I think if I'm going to go alcohol free, and I'm not saying we need substances in our life to live, guys. I don't think that. But I think it's hard. And I think it's like puts a lot of pressure on you to think that like you'll have nothing. But, you know, maybe my ways to have nothing might turn into other things someday. Maybe right now, you know, or it's always been weed. Maybe one day it'll be like, you know, I do just go out and be in nature and that's how I cope with my hard things. And I do go out and I do this. And honestly, I don't even smoke weed because to deal with my hard things. I just smoke weed because I like it. And that's really it. Like, I just like it. Everybody has their thing. I enjoy doing it. I don't really enjoy the smell of it. I don't really enjoy the process of it. All of that stuff, all of that enjoyment has kind of been not ruined for me, but it's kind of just not really been, you know, anything for me too much anymore. But I do heavily enjoy doing it. So that's why I probably will, you know, continue on with it. As I said, not as much as I was, not maybe like an everyday occurrence, you know, not doing it in the mornings, maybe just saving it for nighttime or saving it for the occasion. I don't know. I'm not putting those kind of limitations on it. I did this to do it. I'm glad I did it. I'm proud of myself for doing it. I think that if you have never tried to do a sober life for yourself, I think you're majorly doing yourself a disservice, at least for a bit. Again, I'm not an advocate to everybody to be sober because I don't really give a shit what people do in their lives. But I think that if you've never tried to do it, then at least do it for yourself just to see. Because what's the harm in it? It sure as hell isn't going to harm you. It's definitely not going to harm you to maybe just be with yourself and be in your own sober, clear-headed mind. Not at all. But at the same time, you know, if you do it and you realize like, hey, this was something that I enjoy doing, then just continue to do it. And that's kind of where I'm at. You know, alcohol, as I said, I can feel it, that it's something that's slowly transitioning out of my life. I can feel it. My desire to drink changes every single day, and it's literally always less and less and less and less. Every day I wake up and I don't even, you know, care, or there's things that are going on that I really don't care to be a part of because it's literally just to go and drink. you know, those things, I feel like that's good. And I'm proud of myself for that. But, you know, having a friend, smoking a little jib, I feel like that's just kind of the little things in life that I like. And I don't know if I've ever said this, but I kind of want to go to, so I'm going to Costa Rica in May. Well, me and Ryan are going to Costa Rica in May. And I kind of want to do a, like, ayahuasca. I don't know, because I've never really done a hallucinogen. That kind of scares the shit out of me, honestly. But I hear ayahuasca is something that is, like, extremely healing and transformative. And I just don't know that much about it. So, and I feel like the more that I'm learning about, like, microdosing, and again, this isn't something I'm going to, like, maybe start doing, but I don't know. I don't fucking know. I really don't know anything about it. So I'm not even going to pretend to give an educated opinion about it, because I really don't know. But I do know that that's something that interests me. And being as I'm going to Costa Rica in May, that's a lot of times where people go to do it. You know, maybe I'll give that a shot. You know, I feel like they legalize microdosing in other places because I guess it is, like, very healing. And I'm like, holy crap, that would be kind of crazy, right? I don't know. And then also as far as caffeine goes, I don't really have an issue with caffeine. So that was kind of why, you know, it was something that I wanted to cut out of my life just because I felt like I don't really need it. It doesn't give me an energy. I have that energy already. But at the same time, you know, I like I said, I got bored. I wanted to just have a little bit of taste of something just to freaking do it. So I did. And I don't feel any shame or guilt about it. I really don't care. But I mean, you know, that's my update. That is my update of my 30-day sober. My 30-day sober is that I did it. That's it. And maybe I'll continue on with the 30 days. Maybe I'll continue on past that. Honestly, as I said, that it's when it gets warm that it kind of freaks me out as far as just, like, you know, being sober. But, you know, I got a motorhome in my backyard, guys, that I've, like, been meaning to frickin' put some major elbow grease into. And so that's what I'm trying to, like, kind of snap myself into now of, like, finding the hobbies, finding other things to do with my time. And I have done that. I found a lot of other things to do with my time in the days that I was sober. But also, a lot of those things I did when I was high. Maybe not so much when I was drunk. That's another reason why drinking, I should probably, like, cut it out. But, you know, when I'm high, I definitely still do the shit I want to do. It doesn't stop me from doing anything. I'm glad that I did it. I'm glad that I gave myself a detox from it. I'm kind of ready to just kind of ready to go back to it. But as I said, not as much as I was. I'm just ready to just kind of, like, take that edge off and, you know, just because it's something fun I enjoy doing. But yeah, there it is. There you have it. I went 30 days sober. I'm proud of myself. I'm happy with myself. I'll probably do this again this year, some point in time. I'll do 30 days sober. I don't know when or what or why, but I'll do it. All right. Well, sorry if this was an underwhelming update about it. I'm sorry if you were into this thinking that I was going to tell you how much my life has changed and everything. It has and it hasn't. I don't know. Life, you gotta live your life for you. If you've been feeling like you have the itch to go sober, then absolutely go sober. If substances are a problem in your life and you feel like they just consume you and they take up so much of your time and you feel like you just really want to know yourself without it, then 100% do it. You're never going to regret going sober. You're never going to regret giving something up. And, you know, maybe I'll do another update in a bit and say, hey, I haven't smoked yet and I haven't done this. Because I don't know. It's not like I'm counting down the seconds to when I can do this. But I am just a little eager, a little like, okay, you know, I've done it. I've proved to myself. I felt like after 2 weeks, I was like, okay, I've proved to myself. I don't need to do it. But I still decided, strictly so I could make this episode, to just let you guys know that I did do it and I'm happy. And again, if you want to do it, I recommend you doing it. Don't let my underwhelming response to my 30-day sobriety change anything about what you should do in your life. Do things for you because you want to do them. Do them at least to give yourself a fair shot and prove to yourself things that you need to prove to yourself, you know? Well, as always, I love it when you're here with me. I love it when you join me. I am going to go on this vacation to Florida with my family. I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing in that moment, not putting pressure on myself to do something or to not do something. I'm just living, man. I'm just living and loving. I don't know why I always feel the need to break out in song, but I feel like it's always an appropriate time to break out in song, you know? All right, guys. Well, as always, thank you so much for being here with me. I wish you all the love and luck and sobriety if you need it, okay? You can do it. You can do hard things. And that's the one thing I know for certain now. I know for certain that I can do hard things. I can do challenging things. Because when I said I did 75 hard, I never quit smoking. This time, I went cold turkey, sober, and I'm damn proud of myself. And I'm so happy that I did it. And even though I was expecting this life transformative shit, I do think things changed. Even if I can't see them right now, I'm definitely certain that things change. And who knows, maybe when I smoke again, I'll be like, whoa, I don't like this at all. I don't miss this. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But if that does happen, then I'll update you again. You know, we'll take it from there. But for now, take care. Thank you for being here. All my love. Bye.